Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 29. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, King James Version says, "You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come unto the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel." What a beautiful scripture. Hallelujah. I was reading what Sir Walter Scott wrote. He said, "Those evening clouds, that setting ray and beauteous tints, show to display the great Creator's praise. Then let the short-lived thing called man, whose life's comprised within a span, to him his homage raise." What a beautiful words to express that, how in the daytime or in the time of the setting of the sun, we can still praise the Lord and give him the glory. My dear brothers and sisters, God is an awesome God, great God. Whether it's the rising of the sun or the setting of the sun, whether it's the daytime or the nighttime, it doesn't matter. We always can come and worship the Lord with all our being and give him the praise that is due to his name. That's what delights him. That's what, when praises goes up, the blessings come down. When prayers and praise went up in the night times with Paul and Silas behind the jail, that something that God did so powerfully was that he shook the earth and he destroyed the chains, and the jailer was set free and they were set free, and there was a revival. My dear brothers and sisters, let your prayer and let your praise go up unto the Lord, and let the power of God manifest in your situation and in your circumstances. It does not matter if you are in a prison. It does not matter if you are sick. It does not matter you're going through a difficult time. But it does matter that you will send your praise unto the Lord and let the powerful, miraculous work of God be manifested in your life today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So be encouraged, be blessed, sing it out unto the Lord, read out the word of God aloud, and let it ring and let it be heard all around you. And let there be a joyous celebration in your midst concerning the goodness and the greatness and the awesomeness of our Jehovah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you have been gracious and merciful unto us, that you love us, you care about us, you are so concerned about our welfare, and you desire that, Lord, and no matter what the situation be, if we can learn to how to praise you, if we can learn to pray and to praise you in every and any situation, then Lord, we are promised of the showers of blessings that come upon us. Abba Father, I pray that today may our praise and our prayer be well pleasing unto you, and the showers of blessing come upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be showers of blessings, your word says, and we believe it, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and to their businesses, today as they step out, O Lord, and running the errands for the day, I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, O Father, and I release your anointing upon your people. O Father God, I release the help of the Holy Ghost. I release the help of the holy angels for your people in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, I take authority over that demon of infirmity, and I command that disease to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and enter into that body again no more in Jesus' name. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we love you, we bless you, and we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we all said, Amen and Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.